Hi, I'm Erin DeShipio, founder and principal designer of Erin DeShipio Design, and I created the powder room for the 2026 Lake Burton Show House. My work often begins with a story, and in this room, the story started with the architecture of the home itself. The house was built with mid-century and Asian influences, and I wanted the powder room to celebrate that really unique combination. The inspiration came from Sakura season. It's a brief and beautiful cherry blossom season that's celebrated throughout South and East Asia. And there's something incredibly poetic about the blossoms. They symbolize beauty, renewal, and a fleeting nature of time. And that idea became the foundation for this room. You'll see that inspiration first reflected in the palette. The soft blush tones encapsulated by shades of white and cream reference the blossoms themselves, while the artwork represents both their beauty and their impermanence. One of my favorite aspects of this room is the balance between softness and strength. The design embraces Japanese concepts of yin and yang, which are opposing elements working together to create harmony. The yin is found in the warm pink tones, the curated artwork collection that features abstracts and female silhouettes, and especially in the incredible Tebow wall covering. The paper weave texture introduces a whole bunch of warmth and softness while adding tremendous depth to the room. And the texture was really important to me here because it allows the space to feel layered without relying heavily on bold color or pattern, which I love to use, but that was not my goal for this space. The yang comes through in the harder materials, so you'll see the calicutta viola marble, the oversized mirror, the smoked glass pendant, and the beautiful black onyx and walnut faucet from Brizo. The contrast between those elements and the yin elements creates this really beautiful tension and balance, and it keeps the room from feeling sophisticated rather than overly feminine. My favorite piece in this room is the hand-blown ikebana vessel. And if you don't know, the ikebana is the traditional Japanese art of flower arranging, and that practice focuses on balance, intention, and the appreciation of nature. The vase felt like a perfect object to reinforce the room's story, and it also serves as just a beautiful sculptural element, which is one of my favorite things to incorporate when I design. Another detail guests really shouldn't miss is the vestibule, which is just outside the powder bathroom. The wall covering there features a subtle mid-century inspired pattern that creates a bridge between the architectural influences and the serene palette inside of the powder bath. I particularly love it for the texture. I love the burnt orange color. That is one of my favorites to use right at the moment. And it also has a subtle Asian influence as well, with the pattern looking like torn falling paper. For the bathroom, I imagine the space belonging to someone who really appreciates quiet luxury. This is someone who understands that a room doesn't really need to be loud to make an impression. Every material and every texture and object was selected just to create a feeling of really calm sophistication. Thank you for visiting the powder bathroom. I hope you'll take a moment to slow down and appreciate all of the detail and artistry that is woven throughout the space. Thank you.